I am sitting here in Calcutta Airport with Sri Tara Kinchan Maharaj. We just now saw Srila Govinda Maharaj off on the start of his world tour, and the Kinchan Maharaj is also here with his baggage and danda, and he's looking very smart. Maharaj, where are you going today?
I'm coming back to California, and Gurudev is leaving, was just left for London. He will be there for maybe 9 or 10 days, and then he himself will come to California, SoCal, at the Seva Ashram.
You were due to leave India a lot earlier.
Yes, I was going to leave in June, actually the beginning of June. And for some reason I wasn't able to get a confirmed flight. When I tried to leave in June, the earliest waitlisted flight I could get was on the 27th of July. And then that waitlist didn't clear, and they had me waitlisted for August 3rd and then August 17th and maybe August 27th or something. All of those fell through, and finally I got a confirmed flight for September 3rd.
Did you in fact book this flight for this date?
Well, it's very strange because I got this September 3rd. That was the first available flight, and it's the same day Gurudev leaves on his tour. And not only that, but it's just 1.5 hours after he leaves. So some strange coincidence.
We would say that Krishna kept you here in his association right up until this last moment.
Yes, it's encouraging to think like that, and Gurudev has intimated as such, but I don't want to read too much into that.
During your extended stay, what stands out most in your memory?
Well, the opportunity to get really close association with Gurudev. I understand that physical proximity is not association, so just the nearness of Gurudev, being close to him, doesn't mean really that you're getting association. But because it's so much quieter during the rainy season, you get to interact with Gurudev a lot more intimately. And in the last week, Gurudev invited me to stay in that room on the veranda after Ashram Maharaj left. And that is very intimidating, staying so close to Gurudev, because familiarity breeds contempt, and in that close environment I'm always afraid that we'll start to see Gurudev as an ordinary person, and it takes some conscious effort to try to always remember who he is. Last year he also invited me to stay in that room, and I refused. Gurudev asked because I was sick for a few days, mostly from the heat. This was in June last year. And he said if I stayed in that room, I could get the benefit of the air conditioning on the veranda. And I was very reluctant to do so, because Gurudev is a Paramahansa, and staying so close, I'm just afraid that I will become too familiar. So I thought about it, and then he asked me again, and I again had to refuse. It's very difficult to refuse Gurudev, but I said that, oh Gurudev, the heat in my room that I'm suffering now is nothing like the heat of being in this room on the veranda and so close to the lotus feet of Gurudev. And he just laughed, and I guess understood, because he didn't ask me again. But this time when he asked, Goswami Maharaj had left and Ashram Maharaj had left, and Gurudev said, oh, now I have nobody up here and nobody to take prasadam with. Will you stay here, Maharaj? So what could I say? I had to agree. And I thought, oh yes, I can agree, because I will be leaving soon on the 17th. But that wait list also fell through, and And now I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I got over 2 weeks to stay here. But fortunately, Yudhamanyu Prabhu arrived a day after I moved into that room. So I had a shield. So it is very funny because we both naturally shy and we have to take prasadam with Gurudev and interact in different ways, and I tell Yudhamanyu Prabhu, oh, you go first, you're the senior Vaishnava. And he said, no, no, Maharaj, you go first, you're the sannyasi. No, no, I insist. But it was very good, and it turned out a lot nicer than I thought it might be, because being conscious in the background of the value of association and how not to abuse that, Gurudev was extremely friendly and kind, and I felt very comfortable. I didn't feel awkward at all, which may not be a good sign. Maybe I should have felt a little more awkward. But it's been very good, and I mentioned in my recent blog also that I've been extremely fortunate. Because originally I came to India on my way to Russia, and I thought, oh, if I'm going to represent Gurudev's conception of Krishna consciousness in Russia, then I should come and hear from Gurudev first, because the process is Shravanam, Kirtanam. First you hear, and then you go and say and preach. But of course, the Russian visa fell through, and that again was some very strange coincidences. Everything materially was fine, but somehow I wasn't able to go. But the result was that I stayed here for 4 months in close association with Gurudev, and I appreciate that.
We all see Maharaj's face light up too when you come on the veranda, so he's fairly happy to have your company there, Maharaj.
I'm surprised that he even knows that I exist. So the other day when he said, oh, he was hoping that my ticket would be delayed, I was stunned really that, oh, he knows that I'm here. But Gurudev was very encouraging. We don't have any qualifications really, and we're just stumbling around and doing everything wrong. But he not only tolerates that, but he smiles and encourages us. And if we didn't have that, where would we be?
Of course, today you're with us as we saw Srila Govinda Maharaj off at the airport. How would you say he's feeling as he's starting his tour this time?
Gurudev, I thought, looked exceptionally good, radiant. The devotees overuse this term, but this morning he really looks good, and I overcame my natural shyness to tell Gurudev that, and he smiled even more radiantly. He's looking very good, and he looks very happy, and he looks a lot better, healthier, etc., than he's been in a long time. He has been excited to go on this trip, and I think he's looking forward to it.
With us here in the airport are Sri Bhakti Papanatitha Maharaj, Bhakti Nirma Acharya Maharaj, Sri Padamada Maharaj, and several of the brahmacharis from the temple. And we're here now seeing off Akinchan Maharaj on his journey back to America.
Now I go from the land where everybody knows who you are and respects to the land where everybody's intimidated by your garb and questions you.
And Akinchan Maharaj, when you get back to America, what are you going to do for the next few months?
I'm sure Janardhan Maharaj will find something. But Gurudev will be coming, so there will be lots of service to do, things to arrange. There will be many people there. And Gurudev likes his sannyasis to not so much accept service, but to serve. So there will be prasadam to be served, guests to take care of, make sure everybody's well attended and comfortable. And I just want to try to make everybody feel comfortable, because it's such a rare occasion when Gurudev does come to the West. And in America, SoCal, I think his last tour was 2000. So everybody's looking forward to Gurudev's visit, and I've heard from Sridhar Shrava Prabhu, Swarnangi and others how busy they are at the SoCal Ashram, painting the temple and fixing the plumbing and so many other things. Gurudev has stressed that this isn't a preaching tour, and he was thinking about going, as everyone knows, since March, May, June, etc. And every time he's put it off, it's because of his health. Not so much his health now, but on these tours his health suffers tremendously. He has to negotiate stairs, walk up and down, go to public programs, eat all different kinds of food. Maharaj is on a strict diet with his diabetes and other ailments, but he cannot refuse when somebody makes some preparation for him, even if it's loaded with cheese or whatever. He will eat this and then he suffers accordingly. So with all of these considerations, he hasn't been too keen to go. But more recently, when the devotees have assured him that no, this will just be for you to relax and not a big preaching tour, then he's agreed to go. And another thing that should also be stressed is that Gurudev always feels an obligation to attend every function and schedule darshan. So the devotees in these countries, they can't arrange some program at the town hall and then say, Gurudev, there's a program we're going to have next week at the town hall, and you don't have to go, but you can go if you like, because he won't refuse. He will always go to those. He will say, oh, now I am here, I have to preach on behalf of Gurudev, and he feels that obligation to go. So no big program should be arranged, because Gurudev is really not healthy enough to go to these programs. Not only are they long and he has to sit for such a long time, but just traveling there and negotiating the stairs, there's always stairs in these places, tires him considerably. So even the darshans, he cannot expect to go up in the morning at 3:30 or 4:30 and sit around until 8 o'clock, because Gurudev won't leave if everybody is sitting within the darshan. But at the same time, I've been here the last 4 months and Gurudev has never given a darshan for more than half an hour. A typical darshan is 20 minutes. There will be exceptions, of course. We're not trying to say that these are very rigid rules, but if you just consider these things and consider that Gurudev will always respond and feel obligated to participate in these events, and if we're aware of that, we can help ensure that he's not stressed too much.
While Srila Govinda Maharaj repeatedly does say that he's not going for preaching, and here also he many times says, oh, I can't give any darshan today, at the same time he also says, whoever it is me, I must automatically go.
Yes, and we saw just the other morning when he gave that interview to the Bengali TV station, Gurudev wasn't too keen at first. Oh, they're coming for an interview, and we thought maybe if Gurudev spoke for 15 minutes that would be very good. Gurudev spoke for 2 hours and would probably have continued. And then he also sang Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, which Ma Ananda Prabhu put up on the internet. So he was having a good time. He was enjoying himself, and he said afterwards, he just likes to be able to talk, to preach. And this TV morning program is the first real television program we have where Gurudev is speaking in Bengali. We have many English videos, but now we'll have a Bengali video. But just to make that point, that Gurudev actually enjoys and he likes this, and I remarked earlier at the beginning of my interview how radiant Gurudev looks, because he is happy, he's excited about going to the West, and We certainly don't mean to dampen any enthusiasm, but just bear in mind these things. We can't expect Gurudev to spend too long in darshans or attend many public programs, but certainly he's looking forward to going to London and to SoCal and to meeting all his old friends and being with them.
Maharaj, calling you for your flight just at this time.
Yes, much as I'd like to stay and chat, I have to leave. So, thank you very much for speaking to me.
Shri Pada Kinshan Maharaj, thank you very much for speaking to me and to the world today here at the airport, the beginning of your own tour to the West.